The phonological loop or verbal working memory temporarily stores sounds and deals with both spoken and written material, but it can only store a limited amount of verbal information such as sounds, phonemes, for a short period of time. Visually presented information can be transformed into a phonological code by silent articulation and thus encoded into the phonological store. It uses an inner voice or articulatory control, which is linked to speech production. By rehearsing information and storing verbal information from the phonological store and looping it to prevent these words from decaying, which enables us to retain in our working memory a sense of speech so that it flows and makes sense. The inner ear or phonological store is linked to speech perception by holding information in speech form for a couple of seconds. Thus, we use it for listening to others by briefly remembering speech sounds in their temporal order. The visuospatial sketchpad or visual working memory is used for navigation. It functions as a temporary storage facility that manipulates spatial and visual information. Thus, it keeps tabs or updates the positioning of objects in relation to us as we move around and change our positioning of objects in relation to us so that we don't bump into things. It's involved in tasks which involve the planning of spatial movements, like planning your way through a complex building, working out how to get from point A to point B. It uses an inner eye to represent visual information in terms of size, shape, and colour, and it's principally located in the right hemisphere of the brain. Now, the episodic buffer is like a mental workbench used for creating cognitive representations of objects and events that assist problem solving. It's controlled by the central executive. It's the link between the central executive and the two slave systems, the phonological loop and the visuospatial sketchpad. The episodic buffer retrieves information from long-term memory, such as a mathematical rule, as directed by the central exec. The episodic buffer retrieves this information from the long-term memory, such as a mathematical formula, which enables the central executive to apply this to a problem, e.g. in a class. The episodic buffer links information to form integrated units of visual, spatial, and verbal information, along with long-term memory, into a chronologically sequenced episode, such as memory of a story that we might have. The episodic buffer has a limited capacity in terms of the information it can hold from the two subsystems, the visuospatial sketchpad and the phonological loop.